Are you ambitious? And if so, do you feel a little bit guilty about it? Do you feel people judge you for that? And if you're not ambitious, do you judge other people who are? Whether you are, whether you aren't, ambition is a feeling that is loaded for a lot of us. And today I want to unpack it and tell you how can you reclaim ambition.
You are listening to the Potential State Podcast with your host, Dr. Asael Romanelli.
Hi, my name is Dr. Asael Romanelli, and this is The Potential State, and today we're talking about ambition, the forbidden feeling. So often, a lot of us as kids, we grew up with this core belief that wanting something is dangerous. Be grateful for what you have, and if you stick your head out and you ask for more, you get slammed or you get judged for being greedy, for wanting too much. Be quiet, especially that's how we train our girls, be sweet and kind and polite. And then a lot of times that will kind of mature into a core belief that means that ambitious is negative. And we start seeing people that are successful or ambitious as snobs or as lonely or as suffering. And sometimes this becomes like ambitious means you want to be greedy. That means you're not happy. That means you're bitter all the time. And you start seeing ambitious people as being bitter. And this could lead to you to people not daring to want more because they don't want to be one of those people. I want to be happy with what I have. I don't want to be unhappy because being ambitious means unhappy. But at the end of the day, life is short. And if you don't buy the ticket to the lottery, how are you going to win? If you don't put yourself out there, how are you going to grow? If you're not going to raise your hand, how are you going to know? And I want to give a few examples. For me personally, there have been several times where I thought I had it all. And I was supposed to be very happy, but there's a part of me that wanted more. And I was wondering, like, why? In the beginning, I felt guilty. For instance, we're moving next week. We live in Jerusalem. We're moving to a different city. And for a while, I didn't want to move. Galit wanted to move. And I was like, why? I don't want to be. But she wanted more. She wanted more for us. And I almost felt guilty that, yeah, I also want more. And sometimes wanting more means change. And it doesn't mean I'm greedy. It doesn't mean I'm not grateful for what I have. It means that I want to fulfill myself more. I have one life and I want to go for it. Or I want to give another example. Once I met this woman who was married to kind of a very charismatic author who'd give talks and stuff like that. And then we kind of slowed in. She said, I never wanted to. She was about to give a big talk. And she kept saying, oh, I'm not ambitious. She kind of inherited that core belief also from her mother that said women should be happy to marry and have a steady job. And don't go too high. Don't fly too high. And she was a loyal daughter to that, to her mother. And she indeed didn't really go for her dream because ambition was internalized as something negative. But once we kind of discovered that, I said, you know, you have this core belief that ambition is bad. And once we named it, she's like, wait, really? Because if ambition is bad, that means you're always judging her husband for being ambitious. But perhaps that's also her secret ambition is to be that charismatic lecturer. So again, we're seeing these examples of wanting more. Or another example is my wife, who at the height of the corona crisis right now is choosing to quit her job and go on her own journey. And I was witnessing as she's going through, it's not greedy, it's ambitious. And ambitious is good because ambitious means I want more. And refer to the more episode. Wanting more is not a bad thing. Wanting more means I'm curious, which means I want to feel more. I want to live more. I want to touch more. I want to be touched more. So how do we do that? First of all, reflect to see what are your core beliefs about wanting and ambition. You can do that through just intuitively filling out again and again. Wanting is, and just see what comes up for you. Float up those core beliefs. Or ambition is, and float that up. And then see if they still serve you. Does it still serve you to think that ambitious means being greedy or unhappy, or that ambitious people are just self-centered or narcissists? And then choose to believe that ambition can also mean curiosity, fulfillment, growth. And dare to share your ambitions and your desires with your loved ones without them needing to validate them. Tell them to just let it land. They don't have to do anything. Just let them listen to you being ambitious and dreaming and wanting more. I see this all the time in the clinic. Couples come in with one marriage. Can they be ambitious? Do they want another marriage? Do they believe that this can get more out of their relationships? They can if they choose to. But whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. It's all in the mindset of how you see that. And then make an ambition bucket list, which basically means 20 things that you, if you were more ambitious, you would do. Start small with like posting a story you wrote on Facebook and go really, really big, like asking for that raise. And slowly allow yourself to one by one go for them or try them at least. Because here's the thing, even if you're ambitious and you try it and you fail, at least you know that you could do this or you couldn't do this. You usually regret what you didn't do, not what you did. And the last thing is to dare to live the life you've always wanted. Dare to ask more. More doesn't mean it's not good what you have. More means I want to grow. I want to evolve. So reclaim ambition and live the life you've always wanted. My name is Dr. Sal Romanelli, and this was The Potential State. I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Potential State Podcast. For more information, visit us at potentialstate.com. And thank you for listening.